Maybe the show isn't funny quite as often as it should be. And maybe things don't change enough to be called creativity. To those who think that this show's the best, what the fuck is wrong with you? NEAS Sound Podcast. NEAS Sound Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to the NEAS. God, man. I just fucking couldn't do that before we started. Unbelievable. Welcome to the NEAS Sound Podcast. I'm one of the hosts. My name's Chris. And I guess it's pretty safe to say that it's a bit of a boys' night. That's right. The boys are back in town. That's right. The last two episodes, the ladies have been on here. We had Sahara a couple of weeks ago. Last week, we had Ariel. And now, you know what they say, right? What's the old saying?
Boys are back in town.
No. When the mouse is away, the cat's away. The mouse will play, right?
I was going to say something like that, but I didn't know what it was.
So
was
you didn't
say mouse something.
Yeah. That would have been absolute gold for the podcast. You know, and it's almost like I was like trying to angle you in that direction. So, band, the boys are back in town. The mouse is away. The cat will play. That's not how it goes. So it's going to be a wild episode, safe to say. If you are somebody who gets offended easily, do not listen to this episode because it's going to be fucking wild. So before we get into it and before we get, you know, too wild and too nasty here, Richard, what's his name? Richard, the comedian, very famous. But what's his last name?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, I should remember his last name. I mean, he's very, very famous. And Richard Lewis. I mean, his last name is like just like such a normal name, so you can't really get mad at us for forgetting his name. I do love him. The band's doing a lot of stuff. What did you do?
I'll put this on another shoebox so you can see me.
What the fuck are you up to? I didn't ask, by the way. I could see him just fine. He's like, no, you're gonna want to see my whole face here. He's having camera issues. His camera's fucked up, so he's using a different camera, and it was only showing, like, you know, it was cutting off around the top of his head. But he's like, no, I'm thinking you're gonna want to get the whole picture of your boy band. And so he's now pulled a shoebox out, and now he's like angling it and doing weird stuff. I don't know what he's doing. It's very off-putting. But Richard Lewis passed away, one of the great comedy legends. And Ben, can you speak on that, please, and just speak on what he meant to you as a performer?
He was a really funny guy and a very good comedian. And a real trailblazer.
You loved that saying. You loved saying that, though, right? Because your beloved Trailblazers, the Portland Trailblazers. God, you haven't talked about them for a while because they suck shit now, right?
I'm gonna go there this next weekend.
Are you going to watch a game?
Yeah.
Probably pretty cheap these days, eh?
Yeah.
You probably didn't have to pay too much for that ticket. I mean, that's one good thing about it.
I'm waiting to buy them because they keep dropping.
They keep going even lower.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Hell, you might get a free one if you wait long enough. They might need to fill those seats out. Who are you going to Portland with?
With Sahara.
why did you say it like it's someone we don't know? Like, she's like, we know her now. So, so you're going with Sahara, a little bit of, sorry, because what?
Well, before I never said her name, but now I can say it on the podcast.
Yeah. We never said her name before because you want to like ask somebody first. You don't want to be just talking about somebody and saying who they, and she has a unique first name. So if we did say her first name, you could easily find her by looking up Sahara Comedy Vancouver, whatever. You'd be able to find her quite easily. But now the cat's out of the bag and the mice will play, as the old saying goes. So, Richard Lewis, what an absolute trailblazer. I mean, you couldn't have said it better. He was like, he wasn't just like a comedian. He was like the comedian from hell. You get that reference?
No.
He says he made up from hell.
Oh, that's good.
Like, he's the one who originated, like, this guy is the boss from hell. And they didn't give him credit for it. But he's like, I came up with it. And it's like, I think people were like, well, I think everyone says that. And he's like, no, No, he didn't do on steroids. God, we're doing an eulogy for him. Don't bring up stuff that he didn't do, please. Richard Lewis, what a trailblazer. What an absolute comedian. One of the funniest guys and a true, true trailblazer of comedy. Now, Van, what do you know him from? Curb Your Enthusiasm? Have you ever... be honest with me. Have you ever seen his stand-up comedy before?
No.
He should have lied. You should have just said you'd have. He's like one of the most famous comedians ever, and you are a stand-up comedian. So it's interesting that you're like, oh, this guy's a real trailblazer. No need to check out any of his shit, though. I get the idea from what other people say. Sorry, were you going to defend yourself?
I was trying to make it sound good. I don't really know anything.
You don't know anything about him. Your eulogy is complete shit. It's nonsense. You made that all up. You don't even know if he's funny.
Yeah, he was funny on... I watched season one, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
So he was only funny on season... because he did every season. So you're saying after season one, which was, I mean, a long time ago, 15, 10 years ago or whatever, after that, he didn't do a good job or?
Well, I haven't got to season two yet, but that was, season one was probably more in his prime.
God, this is just a horrible eulogy. So I want to say to the family of Richard Lewis, anybody, friends and family, we give my man Ban a little bit of time. He's going to make his way through Curb Your Enthusiasm, which I believe has jumped the shark this season. I said it on my stream, and I'll say it here as well, and I'm sorry if that makes people angry, but I watched the first episode of this new season, and I did the opposite of laugh at any... It was not funny in any way, and I love that show. But yeah, Ban will make his way through the seasons of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and then I would imagine, even, who knows, he might get so impressed by... Richard, rest in peace, that he might check out some of his stand-up and some of his other stuff. But I would imagine by the end of him watching all of the Curb Your Enthusiasm, he will gain a reverence for Mr. Lewis, and then we'll come back. So, Ben, can you remind me, when you finish all of Curb Your Enthusiasm, we need to do an updated eulogy for Mr. Lewis, please, an appropriate one.
Yeah.
So, can you get on that, watching that?
Yeah.
He's not gonna. That's his. That's
there's
his.
A lot of seasons.
Yeah, that's his. Yeah, I know him now. I didn't used to know him, but I know him really well. Yeah, when he goes like this, when he drags the Y a little bit on his yeah, yeah, that means he's not gonna do it. He's fucking flat out lying. And
I will do it, but it might take like a year and a half.
Year and a half. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, the podcast will be long canceled by then, so we hope that we can get it in before then. But anyways, the boys are here. Folks, the boys are here. Ben, when's the last time you drank some brewskis?
Oh, I went out with
Joel. I was doing the big That's not your fault because what you were doing there was like you were doing the right thing. You were like answering right away. I wasn't ready for that though.
I didn't know it was one of those types.
But no, but normally when I ask you a question or something like that, there's just this natural moment. Sometimes it's like 5 to 8 seconds where you just kind of like look at me and you're like, you're thinking about other stuff, I'm sure of, not even the whatever's at hand. And then so I have time to do that. But you were like, boom. Boom. It's because we were talking about drinking brewskis. That's the reason. It's because we were talking this guy's language. He's like, fuck it. We talking brewskis? What are we talking? IPAs? What are we talking? Strong bros? So when was the last time that you had some brewskis?
Last Saturday.
I don't know if I. That's a while ago. Like how long? Like last. So how long ago? How many days ago was that? It's Thursday today, right? So you mean like just the last Saturday that happened? So Sunday, Monday, yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday. So it's like been about 5 days since you drank. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I drank on a little bit on Thursday, and then I drank on Friday, and then I had a few beers on Saturday.
So you went, you had a bit of a stretch, safe to say. I mean, I believe they call that a bender. Yeah, I think that's called a bender. Where I'm from, that's called a bender. You check out like 7 beers over 3 days. Yeah. He was a bit fucking on a, he was like kind of on a fucking bender a little bit. So you had a couple of beers on Thursday. What was the occasion? Oh, at the end of the day of the week that ends with Y.
Honestly, I went to a pizza place with Ante, and I had a glass of wine, and then we went to
Fuck off. Fuck off. You can't drink wine. It's surprising they even sold you wine. Do you know what I mean? What the fuck are you talking about? Well, this is like pizza place wine. It's probably from a box or something. Why? What made you?
Yeah,
what?
It was the cheapest one.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's cheaper than the beer.
That's awesome. Okay, so you're just looking for a quick drunk. Oh, Ariel is coming in, closing the door because we're being a little bit too loud. Oh, sorry. The boys are a little bit too excited. She just looked at me like, what the fuck is your problem? Okay, so what made you... You drank the wine because it was cheaper than everything else? Is that the reason why?
Yeah.
But, like, wine doesn't, like, go with pizza, does it? I'm not really, like, like pizza's a beer. You think it does?
It was like an Italian restaurant.
Oh, I see. It was like an Italian restaurant. So it was like nice pizza, like from like the wood fire oven or whatever, some shit, you know? Oh, okay.
It's so Neapolitan pizza.
I gotcha. So it's a little bit more. What type of a wine do you have with your pizza? I still think pizza is really a beer thing to have. I don't know. That's call me old fashioned.
I had a house red.
God, that sounds. God, does that ever sound bad? They don't even tell you what kind of wine it is. It's like, well, you don't want. You do not want to know how we made this. You do not want to know the process of making
it. It was like 4 Italian words. I can't remember it.
Oh, I see. It was like a super Italian wine. I bet you the 4 Italian words were like. Piss shit. I couldn't think of 2 other disgusting words. Vomit and I guess cum, I suppose. I mean, if you're making a nasty pizza with 4, this is a good game, actually. If we're making a nasty pizza with 4 ingredients, you're going to be trying to make the nastiest pizza and you have 4 ingredients to put on there. What are you putting on, man?
Vomit.
Okay, what else?
Catch it.
Okay, we got vomit and cat shit. What's the third topic?
a rat's head?
The head of a rat. And the final topic. So far we have vomit, cat shit, and the head of a rat. Just one rat head, or is it like pepperonis?
I guess that'd be worse.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the final... Then... What is the final ingredient?
Pubic hair.
Yeah, get you a slice, you turtle.
I just want to say, though, that's not a very nasty pizza. Like it is, but, like, as far as, like, when we're talking about the nastiest, because, like, pubic hair is, like, I bet you've eaten stuff that has pubic hair. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's, like, having a hair on there, it's kind of nasty, but it's, like, I mean, you've got no cum on there. You know, you've only got cat shit. I personally think human shit is much grosser. Human diarrhea. I would put human. I'm really sorry, everybody. This is even for me. This is a little bit too much. This is a little bit too. It's that guy's podcast I do. It's really infected my brain. Everybody's noticed it on the channel, like the YouTube channel. They're like, yeah, God, there's all this like swinger stuff on the episodes. Okay, so you went and you had a nice little pizza with your little glass of house red. What did Ante have? We love Ante around here.
He had spaghetti carbonara.
And what kind of a drink did he have?
I think he just had water.
He wasn't drinking.
No.
So this wasn't like, who else was there?
Well, I was...
No, don't try to justify. Who else there?
He was like 40 minutes late, so I was just drinking wine by myself.
Oh, I see. So you had the glass of wine to pass the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that man. What the fuck? 40 minutes late?
Well, that place... They don't take reservations, but it's really busy.
What did he say so, when he what place is it? Tell me the place.
Via Tavere.
Where is it?
On Victoria Drive.
Oh, I don't know it. I don't know that place. Is it new or is it old? I've never heard of it.
I think it's older. It's really good.
Oh. I'm not gonna check it out. I don't trust your opinion enough on food. Listen. I would trust you if a restaurant had their main dish, like their signature dish was miso horny salmon, then I would trust you on it. God, that's such a, every time I repeat that, I feel bad repeating it because it's in such poor taste that you call your miso salmon miso horny salmon. It's just not great. In my opinion, to call it that. Okay, so when he shows up 40 minutes late, does he say, God, I'm really sorry? Does he text you to tell you he's going to be late? What are we talking here?
Yeah, he said he thought it'd be quicker to get there.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, okay. That's a pretty, that's not a great excuse. It's not a great, hey, sorry. It's honest. I'll give you that. But did he like tell you ahead of time? Did he text you and say, hey, I'm going to be late?
I didn't know how long it would take to get a table because sometimes you have to wait a long time.
Gotcha.
But it's close to me, so I just went there and then they said it was only like 15 or 20 minutes and then I got a table pretty quick and then it took him a bit to get there.
I would say, so he wasn't really late. He wasn't really late. He just took a little while to get there. You were there by yourself for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're answering like he was late. So was he supposed to come at a certain time?
We didn't have like a hard time, but...
Okay.
Yeah, he could have came earlier.
You know, that's you know who did have a hard time? Your freaking server, I bet. You should see this guy when he's out for a night on the town.
Hey, sweetheart! Hey, sweetheart. Hey, what's a guy got to do to get a little fucking host red around here, hey?
You know, that's how he talks to the servers.
The trio of desserts.
Ooh, the dessert trio, and there's only two of you.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So what did you guys split? Did you split all of them? Like, how did you divvy it up?
Yeah.
What was on the trio?
There's a tiramisu, and it was kind of like a donut with like cinnamon and Nutella, I think.
Okay, it's both these so far sounds up my alley. I'd like both of those.
There's another cake. I'm not sure what it was exactly.
What did it taste like? Fuck, man. Do you know taste?
Maybe
right? You know,
it's just like an Italian cake.
Like, you know, tastes, right? You know stuff like how it tastes. Like, for example, you like taste one thing. It's like, ooh, that sort of tastes that way. And then there's like another thing. But yeah, no, I know what you mean. It's just like kind of like it's just a cake. You know what I mean? It's like got a few different flavors, and you're like, I can't really put my finger on what this is. Like, is it a cream? Like a cream? Am I tasting cream?
I think, well, maybe lemon. I can't remember.
Lemony.
Exactly.
It was a little lemony. That's cool. Yeah, lemon. I like a lemon. I like a lemon tart. Ooh, that's one of my favorite type of, you know, like a nice lemon tart. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, not like, man, I can't explain it. And my mom makes a great one, but that's one of my favorite desserts, actually, is a lemon tart. Okay, so that was the amuse-bouche of the bender. So you first night, that was Thursday, you just had a little wine, you got a bit wine drunk, and then Friday you had a couple of drinks, you said. What happened there?
I went to a taco place with Sahara.
You went to a taco, so you're going Italian, Mexican. you're basically globe trotting as far as your restaurants go. So what was the Mexican place you went to? I know all the Mexican places.
Choncho.
And is that on Commercial Drive?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good place. That's great. So what did you have there? How was it?
It was good. I had a pork torta, and I had a Mexican dark lager.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a shot of tequila.
I mean, it's Friday night, right?
Yeah.
Like, like a tequila shot is like
happy hour at that point.
Nice.
Is it after work?
Went for a little after work. Tip a couple back after work. I like that.
And then, well, after we got a bottle of sparkling wine.
Hang on a second. Sorry. I just
heard like that.
It's just hailing outside. That's literally what I heard. It was like coming. I'm on the top floor. So I started hearing it like above me, and it was like really like a scary sound. Like it was like I felt like everything was closing in on me for a second. It's just hailing, everybody. Don't worry about it. What were you saying? What were you talking about? I was really just listening to the hail.
After we got a bottle of sparkling wine.
So you got drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. You got drunk. So, like, did you get the spins?
No, not really. It was over kind of a long period of time.
How often do you puke from drinking? When's the last time you puked from drinking? Have we ever talked about that? We probably have, because it's something I think it's
when I was at the strip club.
When you passed out in the strip club bathroom?
Yeah.
See, I just want to clarify, because I obviously make up a lot of stories about Ben and like just things that are like patently false. Like just like I'll say the opposite of what is true, but that is an actual true story. He really
I didn't pass out, but I did throw up.
Yeah, but you were like in the you were in the stall for like a long. So you're telling me I did. Yeah. You're telling me I also made that up.
You embellished it a little bit.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I make shit up. I don't even know I'm making it up. God, I'm like one of those pathological liars where I like convince myself of the lie, you know? Say it enough times.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it for a few years.
Yeah, it's been a while since we talked about it. Yeah. We should talk about it more. That's a good point. Okay, so did you guys go out anywhere after or?
No, we just went to my place.
Oh, back to your place. Where the magic happens. That's what he says about it. And did you watch, by any chance, watch a movie? Bob's Burgers movie?
No, I just watched that yesterday and at lunch today.
Oh, so you were cramming. This guy's like, his homework is to watch like a one single film in a week, and he's just like, oh fuck, oh shit, it's almost time to record, I better watch a movie. Like, this is the worst way to watch a movie too, like these poor filmmakers, you know what I mean? These reviews are all skewed because he's like, it's like you know when you have to watch, you have to watch something. I promise you, I know this because I do it with Reacher, the show Reacher, when we do Reacher Roundtable on the Brian's Patreon, and that, you know, it changes the way you watch stuff when you're watching it for, like, you know, work or whatever versus just for enjoyment. So very unfair to the filmmakers behind the Bob's Burgers movie, which, by the way, I think probably it's one. No, maybe that's happened before. I was just going to say, because there is somebody in the Bob's Burgers movie, I'm sure, right? Paul F. Tompkins has to be in it, right? Maybe he's not, but I was going to say that has been on NEAS. And if you're wondering, Paul F. Tompkins did an intro for me for one of the seasons. Him and Ike Barinholtz did one. So that's kind of cool. Somebody who actually has some connection to the channel, possibly in that film. Now I'm thinking it's like, maybe I just assume he is, but now I'm like, I don't, maybe he isn't actually. But anyways, I did get to brag about Paul F. Tompkins being on the channel. So that's good. Okay. So you went back to your place. We won't get into that because I don't want to even get into it. Because Lord knows what the heck happens there. So, and then you got drunk again on Saturday?
I went out with Joel. I hadn't seen him for like, since like October.
Wow, how come? Falling out?
I don't know, but just busy.
Was there a falling out?
Not really.
Not really?
Well, no.
Oh, no.
I just text him sometimes, and then he'd be like, oh, I'm busy that day, and then I just forget to text him again.
Oh, I see. Did he ever text you? Like, did you feel like you were like chasing him around?
Yeah, he never like texted me first.
What the fuck?
I only texted him every like a month or two.
Yeah, because you're not going to chase a guy around. Do you know what I mean? You know, that's bull.
I think he is working two jobs and is busy.
I see. Yeah, Joel, listen, Joel, I mean, you guys, you and Joel are good friends. You know, those type of friends where it's like you could go a long time without talking to them and they're still your good friend. But that is too bad. We'd love to, because honestly, we'd like to hear about him on the pod as well. You know, and then when you don't see him, we don't get to hear about him. And he's kind of like a character on the pod a little bit. So it was very nice to hear from Ante. And that was nice. You finally get to see Joel. So, hey, what was it like?
It was good.
That's what we like to hear, everybody. What did you guys do?
We went to a different Mexican restaurant.
Oh, okay. So that's safe to say, between Italian and Mexican, Van's going Mexican because he had Thursday Italian, Friday Mexican. And he's like, let's see, what do I want? I want Mexican again. Now, which place did you go to?
It's like, I think Cantina Don Purifoy. It's like where Side Hustle Sandwiches used to be. I think it's new.
Oh, okay. Like over off of Main Street.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's Side Hustle Sandwiches doesn't exist anymore.
No.
Huh. That's too bad. Because we know that's a comedian who ran that, who owned it.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was good too, yeah. But I mean, honestly, I mean, it's hard to make a restaurant work in the best of cases. So it's not like, oh, what a failure for not. I mean, I think the majority of restaurants do not work out. But that is too bad. I'm sorry to hear that. But it's nice that you're going in and fucking, you know, the guys who fucking jacked him out of that place, you're like, oh, yeah, let's go give them a little business. Okay.
We had margaritas and tacos, and then And then we went to courtside after and had beers.
Oh yeah, courtside. And, yeah, that was we've talked about that place because when I used to live there, it was getting built, and Ben and I planned to go there, but I moved away before it ended up getting built. But that's a basketball themed bar.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You had a good time. I mean, that's your type of place.
Yeah, the games weren't that good, but it was still fun.
What games were on?
Knicks, Celtics, and...
What's wrong with Knicks, Celtics? Was it just a blowout?
Well, yeah, Celtics were just winning by a lot.
Gotcha. Because that's a marquee matchup. I mean, Knicks are a decent team now in Boston.
Yeah, something it would be good.
Yeah.
And then, well, Minnesota, Orlando is on, and... Well, there was a game-winning shot, but I wasn't really paying attention to that TV.
I see. So there was great games on. You just were watching the wrong TV. That's cool. So you got fucking drunk as hell. You're having margaritas, brewskis. Like, you're getting fucked. Like, how many drinks do you think you had that on Saturday night?
Three. But I guess they're, like, big beers and a double margarita.
Double margarita and pints of beer. 2 pints of beer. Is that what you had?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's like the equivalent to say for maybe 6-7 drinks. But that's still not that much for a guy like you, you know? Okay. Well, I'm anything else interesting happened during the...
Yeah. One weird thing happened at work. That's different.
It's not alcohol related?
No, and like different than normal work.
Oh, really? So something exciting?
Yeah.
Should I like do some good music for it?
Yeah.
Here we go. The music.
Oh, do the story.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be like the.
Okay. No. Oh, sorry. Yeah. No. I'm gonna do. Yeah. I should have clarified. So I'm gonna just play music underneath it. So you just go ahead and tell the story. Here we go.
Okay. Well, we all went to a different place. It was like, I guess it's like an art space. They had some comedy shows there. But there's a speaker, and then they taught us about storytelling. And well, at the start, well, I work for an animal organization, and at the start, the speaker said she can't have a pet because she's too afraid of it dying. So she just has 3-eyed shrimp that reproduce themselves, which she thought that was like funny, but that seems like not very like stable or healthy.
Well, it's one of the tenets of Buddhism is it really falls into like a Buddhism mantra. Life is suffering. That is like something that people will often bring up as pets dying, about how like when you purchase a pet, you are understanding that there is going to be pain and agony that you're going to have to go through.
She can never do that.
Yeah, I know. That's fucked up. It's part of having a pet. Yeah, you know, you're right. You're definitely right.
It's just part of life.
Yeah, like
you just never love anything so it doesn't die. That's
yeah, it seems like you have not come to terms with mortality in a way that you're able to, you know, live like a normal life. But hey, that happens definitely. I mean, mortality is a difficult thing to come to terms with, and I understand that. It's very sad. Yeah. I mean, I think about it all the time. It is a weird thing, I think, and I think that, I guess, because I grew up with so many pets and I experienced it so often when I was younger that it's a part of life that I understand. And I get sad. I'm going to be so sad when my cat dies. This is my first like pet that's my cat and like I've raised and like, and it's going to be the saddest. I'm going to be fucking depressed over it. But yeah, that's life. You know, you get it. You're going to have a partner. You have family. I mean, you know, people are going to die.
The first half, she was mostly just telling us stories.
That's cool.
And showing us slides and stuff.
So why did she
was like really good at what?
Why did you have to learn to tell stories?
I guess so they can like communicate and fundraise better.
Huh. Okay.
But she was really good at telling stories, but they didn't really make sense.
Okay, well then she wasn't. It's one of the key things.
She's really good at delivering it.
Her delivery was fantastic. She is just charismatic. Yeah. She was charismatic. Yeah. Okay.
She said someone they're gonna work for an animal organization, but they're really afraid of snakes. So then they saw snakes giving birth. Well, first she was like, "Oh, they're like, what if I got a snake thrown at me because I work for an animal charity."
Well, why would someone throw a snake at you?
Yeah, that's not really the thing that happens. I've never seen a snake. But then she said the person saw a snake giving birth and then it cured them. And they're like, oh, I like snakes actually now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's cool. Well, hey, maybe that'll help. That'll help with my fucking hatred of babies. When I watch Ariel give birth, maybe then I see the baby actually come out and everything. I'll maybe stop hating babies so much, because this is going to be really difficult for me. I'm really stressed out about this because I hate babies. I'm very excited about like having a son and everything like that and starting a family, but I hate being around babies. So hopefully that can be cured.
Well, she told another story. She said, this guy who's, I think he was like doing drugs or something. Hmm. And then he got arrested. And then, she said, he got handcuffed and his face was against the ground. And then he saw red ants. And then that made him change his life. Cause they have freedom, and then he wanted freedom like the red ants. So I don't really know what the
point of that is.
Yeah. She was like this was the exact content, but she was really good at telling the stories.
Yeah. So like you're saying that like we have to imagine them with like a little bit more like pizzazz or whatever.
Yeah.
Than what we're missing. Like, yeah.
Yeah, they don't really like hold up on paper.
I see. It was all it was all delivery. It was all razzmatazz.
Ghislaine was like, I kept looking at her reactions and she was like really mad that she was there. And
Jizzy was not happy.
Sometimes she just yell at like, what? Or like, no.
Well, it's not her style. She doesn't like storytelling kind of stuff anyway. Yeah. She likes the one-liners, like poo-poo caca. You know what I mean? If that lady had busted out some poo-poo caca lines, then Jizzy would have gone crazy.
But in the afternoon, we were in groups, and then one person from each group had to tell stories.
Mm-hmm.
And then most people she was nice to, but there's one person I don't really like.
Really?
But they told. she's kind of was like mean to my boss, and was kind of mean.
She's real, because somebody has to be pretty fucking bad for you to not like them. Like seriously, like how awful is this person? How old is the person?
Maybe like 5 years older than me or something. I'm not
and
sure.
And when you say mean to your boss, what do you mean by that?
I think one time she was just like yelling at her to do something when we were already really busy.
Is she your boss's boss?
I don't think she really is. That's why it's weird.
I see. Okay. But she's just not nice. She's not a nice person.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she was telling a story, and it was like really, she was like almost crying, and it wasn't like a bad story. She was like telling about, she said like a cat was on the side of the road, and then someone rescued it.
Yeah.
And then, but then the like main speaker who was running the thing was just like, oh, that's a terrible story. There's no human connection. I can't connect to that at all.
What?
That was really funny because it was her.
You were like, it's okay because we all hate this person. Maybe she like got a memo. Maybe someone told her before. Yeah, like, hey.
It kind of seemed like that.
Everyone hates this one woman. So if you want to get over real good, just fucking rip on her. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think she's like kind of maybe too arrogant. Think she's in charge of everything. Maybe they tried to do that to her.
Yeah, I'm
not. She looked really chicken up.
Knock her down a peg. I mean, that's fucked up. That's like actually fucked up for like somebody to be like at some storytelling thing and somebody to say, tell all of your own stories. And somebody tells a real story that happened that there was like an emotional thing for them to be like, that's a bad story. Like, that's like fucked up. Oh, that's kind of cool. Okay, that's fun. So what was your story? What story did you tell? A hot dog story or what'd you do?
Well, at the end, we had to say what each group had to say what they're going to take into the future. And then no one wanted to talk. So then I just did it. And then, I just kind of made some stuff up, like the Richard Lewis one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they said it was good.
They did. So they, okay. But you didn't tell a story?
Not really. Well, I just, when I was in a group, I just said how I got my cat, but it's not really a story. I was just like, my parents had a cat before and I liked it.
But like, how come she got yelled at by the instructor and you didn't even have to do that?
We're in like groups of four or five, and then one person from each group had to tell it.
I see.
There's like 60 people there.
How many?
60, I think.
60.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Ah, fuck. And where, what, like it was at some like hotel or something? Or you said it was like at some art space or something.
It was like Beaumont Studios.
Oh, I know that place. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's nice. Yeah. It's actually a nice place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually nice. Well, that's cool. All right, well, hey, let's get over to your movie. We're almost down to the end here, so let's get down. We've already mentioned what movie it is, but let's get over to Ben's movie reviews. So you watch this over the 2 days, split it up?
Yeah. I watched the second half on my phone.
On your phone? Oh, good. Really, really taking this seriously. All right, so 4.5 stars for the Bob's Burgers movie. I don't really remember this. I saw it when it came out, like a normal person. So I don't actually recall that much. I recall that I did like it. I did enjoy it. I did, and I think this is a pretty good review that he's given here, honestly.
The first half, I had a weed drink, too.
During the first half, you had a weed drink?
Yeah.
How many milligrams?
Five.
God, I take like 100.
I wanted it not too strong.
Take like 100. Making me feel fucked.
10 would be strong for me.
Fuck, making me feel fucked up over here. So the Bob's Burgers movie, 4.5 stars, 2022. Let's wait for him to finish. 4.5 stars. At the beginning, it just seems like a long, normal episode, but it gets exciting near the end. The musical parts are funny. So I do recall thinking that same thing, that in the beginning, it just sort of seems like an episode, but then it sort of turns into a movie, you know?
Yeah, there's like a lot of storylines at the start, and then it gets more like danger at the end.
Yeah, danger. So... So you watched the first half of it where?
In my room.
And how come you couldn't finish it?
It was late.
It was just late at night.
Yeah.
And you were stoned.
Yeah.
So you were like, you were kind of like, that's so fucking, you're like dozing off to the point where he ended up fucking falling asleep fully. So he's like missing parts of it. I know how this is, because I do it. I'll like get stoned and I'll watch something, you know, and then I'll like won't fucking remember any of it because I was all in and out of it. I was all fucking, You know, it's just like worst way. Late at night, stoned, to watch the half of it, fell asleep, and then watched the second half on my phone. Oh, I thought Ariel was, she's hammering something, though. She's hammering something. She's not knocking on the door. She's doing something. Okay, well, hey, that's, there it is. That's Bob's Burgers movie. Would you recommend it, man, to people?
Yeah, that's good. I think it's good for if you're high.
If you're high, you think it's a good one. I mean, cartoons, the colors, the, you know, it is tends to be pretty good when you're, if it's a good cartoon thing, you know. You know, a new one to watch, Ben. I got a new thing for you to watch, okay? I just watched the first episode. It's this new show. It's a limited series called Shogun. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's on Disney Plus. Disney Plus Shogun. It's about, like, feudal times in Japan. And this barbarian ship like gets shipwrecked there, and there's this battle ongoing between these five warlords because one of them died or whatever, and they're like all trying to figure out who's going to take power. And there's like the one main guy, you'll recognize him. He's been in a lot of Hollywood movies. He's kind of like the badass one, and he's like kind of going against this council. But it's very good, very promising. Two episodes are out now. Okay, well, Ben, that's hey, that's an episode. That's how you do it. That's how you do episodes. We done it. Do you have anything that you want to plug this week?
Oh, I got a spot from the audition.
You got a spot from the audition.
Oh, yeah.
So you're telling me it was all worth it. So when is the...
It's on March 20th.
March 20th. Oh, God. They book you in like so funny. You know what I mean? Like booking so far in advance or whatever is like so fucking funny to me. But whatever. That's cool. March 20th. Where is it? Where's that show?
Chill Studios or something in Mount Pleasant.
It's in Mount Pleasant.
Yeah.
March 20th. I was going to say maybe I'll come check it out, but well, I don't think so because I think the baby's due on March 13th. So who knows? Maybe, but I think around that time I'll be, even if the baby hasn't come, I'll be maybe sticking around here, you know, just in case it does. All right, well, Ben, that was a great episode. I appreciate you coming on the podcast, and I'm just going to play the final theme here to end it, if you don't mind. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Maybe the show isn't funny. By the way, I did this episode hat-free, showing off my long, luscious locks to Ben, making him jealous.
And maybe
I don't really. My hair is not. I have hair, but it is. I will be bald. I mark my words.
Good on the camera.
Thinner up top. I mean, it looks fine from the front or whatever, but it's thinning out and I can feel that I'm confident I will be a bald man. My brother is bald. My dad is basically bald. I've accepted it.
NES Sound Podcast. NES Sound Podcast.
See, because it's like a comb over almost.
Yeah.
That's what I realized.
I was bald when I was like 19.
Well, I don't need to brag. So, but it's like a comb. I realize, you know, I've said this before. You know, when you see a guy and he's got like a comb, he's like this old guy. He's got one of those nasty comb overs, like seven hairs like combed over. And you're like, how the fuck can that guy end up doing that? But you realize it doesn't happen like that. You start combing it over. You know what I mean? As it starts thinning a little bit up top, and then it's a gradual thing, and then eventually you just have like nine strands of hair going across, and you look like a freak. All right, bye.